good morning. With us, our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, we're just before the Independence Day holiday, and as we approach, we reflect on our country.
We do. As you know, the best thing about this country is the capacity for open dissent. And when you lose that, you have, in fact, lost the whole deal. The Founding Fathers set it up from the very beginning. There were terrific fights. George Washington didn't want that. He warned about parties, and he warned about the problem of too much fission. Nevertheless, it turns out that the idea that you can fight it out, duke it out, really makes us unique in so many ways around the world.
Now, speaking of fights, we spoke yesterday about some of the comments that New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio made about Governor Cuomo. And today, a follow-up article in the New York Times, New York Democrats joined Mayor Bill de Blasio in a chorus of dissent against Cuomo. It includes many lawmakers and also the head of the Liberal Working Families Party, the state director, Bill Lipton, who said, Alan, Cuomo was, quote, motivated by a desire to please donors and inflict damage on rivals rather than by any core set of values.
Well, that's quite an indictment, I'll tell you. Cuomo has always had a reputation as a good street fighter, as somebody who is, quote, strategic. But, you know, I've been writing about this, as you know, David, and saying this for a long time. I keep saying, why does de Blasio keep taking it? Well, we all thought that the only reason was that in the end, the governor had the upper hand. The city is a creature of the state. You can't get anything done if you're New York, if the legislature won't go along with it, and if the governor won't go along with it, so he's had the upper hand. But for some reason, Cuomo has just been beating up de Blasio unmercifully, despite the fact that both men, but particularly Cuomo, have said we're very good friends. Well, I don't think so. And I think what has finally happened is that de Blasio has said, enough, I'm not doing it anymore. And a chorus of allies, progressives, have been with him. Now let's take a look at what you just mentioned, the Working Families Party. You will remember that Cuomo came before the Working Families Party convention. He needed those votes. A lot of people were going to vote for Zephyr Teachout, who was going to run against him on the Working Families Party. She almost got the nomination, and someone stepped forward to make sure that it went Cuomo's way, and that was Mayor Bill de Blasio. A lot of people thought that the governor would then owe big time to de Blasio, but instead, I suspect he thought, well, I've been sort of shamed here. De Blasio had to pick me up, so I'm going to fight with de Blasio, of all things. It doesn't make an awful lot of sense to a lot of people, but he did. And now the Working Families Party, your chairman, your co-chairman, and everybody else are seeming to say, hey, wait a second now, we made a mistake, which all adds up to the idea that Cuomo running for a third term will have to face probably a Working Families candidate, because Cuomo promised he would deliver the state legislature from the hands of the Republicans. A lot of people are saying, hey, he really is a Republican. He has made deals with them. But all along, we've known both Father Cuomo and Andrew Cuomo liked having the Republicans there because it meant that they could put a halt to the ideas of some of those who would want more and more for people. And these guys are centrists, but Andrew Cuomo has brought it to new heights. And so what we're looking at is the end of the trail for Cuomo, because now he has engendered open dissent, and it's going to get worse.
Finally, Alan, President Obama yesterday announced plans to formally reestablish diplomatic relations with Cuba this month, and embassies will start a new chapter in our relationship.
You know, there are those who hate this idea. You know, they think that Castro was a terrible dictator who put people in jail. Dictator, yes. Jail, yes. On the other hand, we have made friends with a lot of people we don't agree with. China, Russia, you name it. So this really got to be something that was predicated on the fact that so many middle-class Cubans were in Florida. And we have seen in recent elections that the older people still harbor these feelings about Castro, but the younger people are anxious to get on with it. And this is good for not only the progressives, the Democrats and others, but it is certainly good for the Republicans, many of whom will be pro-business and know that this represents a business opportunity.